Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Burn me once, shame on.
I think you're messing it up already.
Burn me twice and won't get burned again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your most favorite 60-ish minutes of fantasy baseball and some other stuff every week. It's Under the Radar, part of the Athletic Fantasy Baseball Podcast. With me, as always, your friend of mine, Ian Khan.
Hello, my friends. Feeling juicy today, this afternoon, I must say.
My friend and yours, Derek Van Riva.
What's going on, fellas?
And really, like, truly friends who allowed the show to be moved again to accommodate some things I had to do.
He's a big daddy, man. You got to do what we got to do.
That's right. So, by the way, thanks again to Topps for sponsoring this show. Check out Topps Project 70, celebrating 70 years of Topps baseball cards. Because I can't resist. I did buy a new one last week. It looks like Old Man Allen, but I think it's just Old Man Allen. Had a Mike Piazza. Mike Piazza's Jerry Seinfeld card that was amazing. In his apartment, reading a paper, like dressed in the jeans like Jerry Seinfeld.
Very good. I love that it. Really I good. Love it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on to the show. On the show today, Corbin Martin. He's been called up. He's here. Ian, I got to ask your question about a Braves player who broke his hand punching a bench.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if you agree with the manager, if you agree with everyone on Twitter. I want to talk about Rich Hill. We got some Tyler Chatwood. We're going to talk about Billy Hamilton again for the seventh straight show. Yeah,
it's important.
I know. Hunter Renfro.
Yes.
These are Ian names here at the bottom. We can start with them. I know how you get sometimes.
No. We got to start with your. Yeah, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah, see, I'm going all the way down. This is like down to 28. We got a big show today.
Yeah, I have guys, you know, I was like, who did I pick up in all the millions of different leagues and who should we be picking up? So, you know.
Nice.
There it is. It's fun. And
also, for those who don't know, Derek Van Riper is taking a well-deserved vacation the week of Memorial Day, and then I'll be gone, I think, like 2 weeks after that, maybe the week after that.
You guys suck.
So, look, what we'd like to do is ask, you know, if you want to hit us up at fantasypods@theathletic.com. Who you think should be the replacement third chair? I think we all agree a three-man booth or three woman or a two-man one-woman booth would be wonderful. So send us some names. I think I would love. I don't want to get the War Dog on. He's awesome.
Yeah,
I know you don't like the high stakes guys. Ian doesn't like the high stakes.
No. I didn't even know who it is. All I know is your history. Yeah, no, it's not about that. History, it's just, I want to know who it is that's coming on before they come on. I want to speak with them beforehand. I want to say, hello, how are you? I mean, I want Glenn Colton has to come on, has to be somewhere on this list. And Ariel Cohen should definitely be on this list because he appears on the show on an almost weekly basis.
Keep going. I don't know. Why would you stop?
No, I'm going to leave it there for now. Although I got sucked into it, man. I was making a Tout Wars trade with Scott Swainay. I made four Tout Wars trades yesterday again.
Could you please phone or email?
Phone. All four phones.
Scott seems like the kind of guy who would have watched Turn, too.
No, I don't think so. It didn't come up. It turns out he's an actuary. So I said, you're an actuary, you know. And I said, I do an impression of Ariel Cohen. And I spoke to Ariel on the phone over the weekend for a nice chat. And so I started doing the impression with Scott. And he's like, that's really good. That's a really... that's a pretty good impression. And then I just couldn't stop for like 20 minutes. And then my kid was like, stop. Stop with that Cohen guy. Enough. Will you stop, please? My wife just rolls her eyes and goes in the other room. But my older son is just like, dude, come on. Really? That again? It's true. But so I definitely, we've all been on Ariel's show with Ruvane. So Ariel's going to have to do, I mean, you're going to be gone for a while, Nando. So we're going to have to get some nice people on. I don't know the guy you mentioned. I'm sorry. I don't know him, but I'd be very happy to talk to him, meet him online, you know, on the phone and something. Yeah. The phone.
You like him. He just finished second. So Eric Wong, our fantasy basketball writer, won the NFBKC for the fourth time, which is a record.
Wow.
And so one of his teams finished first in the main event and one of his teams finished third in the main event. The guy who finished in between is the War Dog, whose real name is like David Da Silva, I think, or Daniel Da Silva. But
let's have Daniel Da Silva on it, I think it would be better.
Oh, you would have been all for that?
Well, I don't know, but certainly War Dog, it sounds like something from Iron Man. I mean, no disrespect to him, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. That's all I can say.
I don't know if this is going to make you like him more or less, but he was on the TV show Survivor.
I think that's great. I watched the very first season of Survivor. That was it for me.
All right. Let's talk about Corbin Martin. Anyway, he's a high-stakes guy, and he's good.
Cool.
Let's talk about Corbin Martin. DVR. This seems like a DVR kind of guy, actually, because I remember 2 years ago when we were doing Ask the Beat Writers, Jake Kaplan, when Corbin Martin was still an Astros minor leaguer, was like, hey, keep your eye out for Corbin Martin because his spin rate has gone like crazy high. Tommy John surgery later, trade to Arizona. Corbin Martin is going to be taking, someone's place. I don't know why I'm blanking on it.
Zach Gallen, probably.
Yeah, is it Zach Gallen?
Zach Gallen's got them one of them sprained UCLs.
I don't think it's Gallen.
Really?
Luke Weaver's hurt.
Luke Weaver's hurt.
Yeah. Madison Bumgarner's hurt.
Yep. John Duplantier can't be far behind. But DVR, is Corbin Martin, is he a rates and barrels guy?
Yeah, I mean, spin rate's definitely there. Good velocity on the fastball pre-injury. Three secondary pitches. He's got a curveball. He's got a changeup. He's got a slider. This was a pretty big riser in the Astros system before that Greinke trade. And the injury, I think, has maybe caused some people to forget how excited we all were about him. I was a little surprised he didn't get this chance even sooner, but it's possible that the Diamondbacks might have been trying to monitor his innings pretty carefully throughout April because they probably don't see him pushing 180 innings this year, given the time that he's missed. He had surgery back in July of 19, so he's well over a year removed. It'll be 2 years removed in 2 months. He had a late season injury last year that kept him from coming back as well, but he could be up for good because even as a guy like Weaver possibly comes back, they've got a few, I think, very temporary solutions in the Arizona rotation right now. Riley Smith, Seth Frankoff, you're looking at this banged up group. You guys Frankoff. Mentioned the Gallen injury. It's not a group of guys that is hard to break the top five for. So I think Martin's going to be one of the better pitching pickups of the season.
Corbin Martin, I remember back 2 years ago, that fab for Corbin Martin after his first start was insane. And everybody just went, because I think, I don't remember exactly what he did in the first start, but it was enough to open everybody's eyes. And everybody was like, this is the guy. Like, I think he must have struck out like 10 guys in 7 innings and gave up like 2 hits or something. And it was like a bidding frenzy and people were like throwing like 30% of their fab down. And then like the next start he broke. I'm almost positive.
I remember
DVR, am I right about this? Because this is how I have a very clear memory. Because in one league, I won the Corbin Martin sweepstakes and it was a loss.
Yeah, the best start he had that year was the one that most people didn't get to use because it was the debut. 9 Ks. 2 runs, 3 hits, 5 1/3 innings. Didn't go more than 4 innings in any of his next 4 starts and got hurt in that 5th turn.
Oh, maybe that was it. He like had that big ba-boom and then he started to suck. And then they were talking about taking him out. That's right. They were talking about taking him out of the rotation and then he broke. He broke. And now he's back. So it's good. Good. I'm all for it. Go Corbin Martin.
I don't know if people are going to have that same recall as you do, actually.
Okay.
But no, I mean, like, in a good way. Like, I think you can sneak Corbin. I don't think a lot of people remember, because it was such a flash and so quick. Like, I don't think people are going to remember that Corbin Martin.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember. It was a big deal at the time. That was 2 years ago. How what is he owned in, like, 5% of leagues? I mean, he'll be up for Tout Wars this week. It'll depend on how he does. When does his first start?
I don't know. Dodgers coming up this week. They didn't specify a day yet, but yeah, tough first matchup.
Gosh, Dodgers are even broken and with Pujols. Dodgers are tough.
And Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Yeah.
I don't know why you get Tsutsugo if you already have Pujols. That seems like a
Because they're broken. They keep using this word broken. I don't know why, but Corey Seager's now broken. Gavin Lux is maybe broken just as a player. Although he's hitting a little better in the last few days. But Bellinger's still out. It makes sense because you've got Muncy who you can move around. So Tsutsugo brings some depth. Edwin Rios is your boy. Edwin Rios is broken. So, there's a lot of broken. I got to stop saying broken.
That's weird. Have you been watching like some very serious dramas this week or something?
No. You know, have you guys watched any? Oh, speaking of dramas, can we just tip of the hat to Jeff McDowell who pointed this out? But I thought of it immediately when I saw the news that Charles Grodin had passed away at the age of 86. And you know what I thought? These guys still haven't watched Midnight Run.
You stopped asking us. We were ready to go.
What am I supposed to do? It's like, it was...
I'm going to set it up this week. Let's do it.
I'm not even going there. Just go watch it. If you haven't watched Midnight Run, go watch. It's a perfect movie to watch to celebrate Charles Grodin. It's Charles Grodin at his absolute best.
Or Clifford. I think Clifford is his absolute
but,
best.
Except I wanted to say this. The Marvel movies. So I didn't watch any Marvel movies. I didn't watch it. I think I saw Iron Man. That was the only one. Not even the movie theaters. And I sort of just didn't care. And I think I was, I'm an actor and I don't think that this is really great acting. You know, it should be, this is, they look like video game, whatever. So then this last shot from Avengers Endgame comes out, like where I saw a clip of it and it just looked like the greatest moment ever where Captain America and they go, look on your left. And then in comes Nick Fury. So I said to my wife, I was like, we got Disney Plus. We've already watched The Mandalorian, which everyone should watch. And let's just start watching Marvel from the beginning. So we watch Iron Man 1. Really enjoyed it. Robert Downey Jr., very good. Gwyneth Paltrow, still love her from Shakespeare in Love. Iron Man 2, also very good. Then Thor. I hated Thor. Then Captain America, kind of liked. Then Iron Man 3, then Avengers, kind of liked. Now Thor again. I hate Thor. Is someone explaining to me why Thor is good? Can you explain to me why Thor is good?
This DVR is going to have to do a lot of editing in this episode, I think.
Syndergaard or the Marvel movie?
Fair point. I'm thinking of the Marvel movies. Have you seen the Thor Marvel movies? People are like, oh, Thor, I love Thor. I'm like, oh, Thor, I hate Thor. Hate Thor. Like Captain America, liked Avengers, liked Iron Man, but I just don't, it makes me want to stop. Like, Thor kind of stinks, no?
Yeah, I have no interest in Thor.
Okay, but do you kind of like the other ones a little bit?
I haven't seen most of them.
Okay. All right. Well,
I have your attitude towards action movies. I'm just like, that's like a video game. Like special effects, that's cool for people that are into that, but I'm not into special effects.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that kind of, but that's why Robert Downey Jr. is very good in the movie. And in fact, I do have a little news. A movie that I shot before I went on sabbatical for acting just got sold like 3 days ago. And I get this email saying you have to start doing publicity for this new movie called The Magnificent Meyersons. And I'm like,
you're going to have to change. You're going to have to shave, I mean.
No, I said no.
You have to shave.
I mean, do I have to? Like, yeah, you kind of do. I think you. So I gotta go back, put my actor hat back on for some stuff. It's a tiny movie. I mean, it's no big deal, but it made a dynasty trade in score sheet. You traded, if this is correct, and you say you're so bad at score sheet.
Yeah.
Nando trades Jameson Taillon and got Nolan Gorman. Why is that bad?
No, I'm just bad at score sheet. I didn't think it was a bad trade. I'm not, like my team is forever rebuilding, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
That's not good.
I know it's weird. Like it's a great fantasy team. It's a great fantasy team. It's a terrible score sheet team, and I know what's I'm the, doing it, and I can't stop myself.
Well, what? That's not good. That's not good, Michael. Why? What are you doing that you shouldn't be doing that you can't stop yourself?
I think just picking players who are good in fantasy and not good in score sheet. It's the same. I think it's the same reason I'm not good at OBP leagues. I just can't. I can't change my brain. You know.
I personally think that getting Nolan Gorman, I mean, are there salaries in score sheet? I'm sorry, I don't know.
No, no, keep 10 guys in minor leaguers you can keep until they're no longer minor leaguers, and then they become part of your 10 guys.
Oh, then I love that trade, because I'm scared of Taillon, and I think Ryan Walton got me in on, in our XFL league that DVR and I are in, Brian Walton told me that it was, that Nolan Gorman is the stuff. So I'm all in on Nolan Gorman.
DVR, why don't you come co-own this team with me?
I don't know if you and I could manage a score sheet team together. I feel like we'd have just opposing approaches.
Well, that's why, like, I understand. Like, Salfino tries to help me all. Salfino's so good at it. And he tries to help me. He's like, you got to platoon guys. You got to get these guys with high OBP. Defense matters. And I try and listen to him every time. And, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I have Vlad Guerrero and Tatis Jr. And Ahmed Rosario and Haniger, Tapia. Like, I got a stacked team. And I just can't win.
Pretty sure it's Tapia. You didn't mention any pitchers.
I got Boyd. I got Boyd, Bumgarner, Garrett Richards, Jameson Taillon, McKenzie, Loaisiga, Jose De Leon, Logan Allen, Joey Lucchese,
okay,
Anthony
Kay. Hold on. I think we've discovered.
Chris Sale. Oh, there's a league when you wouldn't let me trade Chris Sale, which I guess doesn't matter anymore since Gallinow, who I was going to get, is having the surgery too.
That's true.
All right.
So we set you up for the future.
I got Forrest Whitley. I got Brendan McKay. I got Colin McHugh, Brent Honeywell, Zach Lowther, John Duplantier, Stephen Gonsalves. I'm rebuilding. I'll get there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, in a rebuild world, getting Nolan Gorman, who you can keep forever, for Jameson Taillon, who I don't think you're going to be able to keep beyond this year, I'm all for it.
Now, Ryland Bannon.
I bet you do. Now, I have another question for you. Why is it that every night the first box score you check is the Rangers?
You're just taking over the show, huh?
Just for a minute. Just going to keep it moving.
There's so many Rangers that I want to check out.
Like and who?
It's tied to number 13. Is Charlie Culberson the new Nate Shearholz?
I like Charlie Culberson.
It's a legitimate question.
He's been really good, except when was Nate Shearholz good? Like once? For
first
like
year with
months?
The Cubs. I want to say like 2013, maybe?
Yeah, it went on for like a month or two. So I guess that
would
probably
season.
Be
he had
about
like 26
right.
Home runs.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Culberson, I mean, now Brock Holt is coming back, so it's going to limit Culberson perhaps a little bit. And that outfield is now really taking shape. I mean, unfortunately for one of my leagues, because Chris Davis looks like he's going to be on the outside, just on the wrong side of the platoon, because now it looks like Dahl is going to be the designated hitter. Calhoun is ripping the ball. Adolis is killing the ball. And Gallo
and he's stealing bases. And he's got four steals.
Dude, Adolis is very good. Very, very good. I keep saying he's Yasiel Puig, but nicer.
Well, you don't know he's a nice guy.
He seems nicer.
Right. You don't know Yasiel Puig's not a nice guy.
Seems less nice.
Right.
Seems less nice to me. And the second one, the second team you're checking out is the Padres.
Sorry. Sorry.
And the second team is the Padres to check out Brian O'Grady and Ha-Seong Kim.
Ha-Seong Kim, man. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
I mean, okay. How?
Well, all right, so he's playing a little more now. DVR, are you with me or come on? Let's get DVR
Kim?
Back in here.
No, I'm not on Kim.
All right.
I just don't think he's going to play. And even if he does, I mean, I could see a situation, let's say Machado goes down, if he does something crazy like the slide that he made, which really annoyed me more than major leaguers.
What's worse, what Machado did or what Huascar Ynoa did?
Ynoa.
All right.
I think that's pretty bad. But, you know, it's going to definitely take an injury. But then even with an injury, there's just so many mouths to feed in San Diego. It makes me nervous. Like, the only people who are guaranteed, the only guys guaranteed playing time are Machado and Tatis. Like, that's it, pretty much. Would you agree? I think that's probably it. I mean, even Hosmer sits sometimes to get Cronenworth in there, to get Profar in there. I mean, Tommy Pham, Will Myers is still out. A lot of guys out. So, but you know what? Enjoy O'Grady for now. He's kind of fun.
Right. Brian O'Grady, man. What did we find out about? He was hitting homers and he was like top five homers and steals in the International League when we started the show. He was like a first 10 episode guy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You've been talking about him for a while.
Yeah, because I love him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's great. I think he follows me on Twitter.
Do you have any baseball cards of him?
No. No, I don't. I don't know if there are any baseball cards of him.
Oh. I mean,
tell you what, I'm going way off topic here, but I got bought a Clyde Drexler rookie card over the weekend.
How much did that run you?
$375.
Whoa!
Let me tell you what I did though. I sold. So actually, I bought stock in Play. I'm not like a stock guy, but when Top Shot and Tops were blowing up, I started looking at NFTs, and I was looking at like OpenSea. And I noticed like the ones that featured nudity were worth a lot more than their regular ones that didn't have nudity. And so I'm like, who would be like, if I was going to think of someone who could put out a nudity NFT, who would it be? And it was obviously Playboy. Like they have years and years and years of naked pictures. And, you know, I started thinking like, what's the 1952 Mickey Mantle? And it's the Marilyn Monroe centerfold. And if, you know, Playboy can do an NFT of like the Marilyn Monroe centerfold, and like, it just, like some baby boomer with just a ton of money is going to buy that for a ton of. So anyway, I bought this Playboy stock at like $18 on a whim, and it went up to like 45. So I sold like half of it and bought the Clyde Drexler card.
Gotcha. In the midst of you doing
long
that.
Long story short.
Well, no, it landed. But in the midst of you doing that was my agent calling to say, no, really, you have to do this. I swear. That was you have to do this publicity. And that was what was happening while you were.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Let's get back to the rundown. You know, let's talk about some Ian guys.
Okay, but it really is
because I feel like we're losing you with my guys.
Sorry about that.
Like, once we hit Kristen Stewart, we're totally gone.
Kristen Stewart.
Let's talk about.
We don't need to discuss.
Hunter Renfroe, actually. I got him in my home run derby leagues.
Oh, by the way, I just looked at our home run derby. Do you know where we are in the home run derby for the Athletic home run derby? You should take a look.
First and second.
Hunter Renfroe. Here's what I wanted to say about Hunter Renfroe. If you were watching, he made two ridiculous plays in the outfield. He's also hitting some. Now, look, fielding doesn't matter for fantasy, obviously. But if you are going to be like one of the best right fielders in baseball, you're going to get more playing time. And I feel like Hunter Renfroe is, I felt like there was a period of time in mid to late April where it was like, you might lose this job. Like, you might lose playing time on a regular basis. And I feel like now he is locking himself into that job. I really feel that way.
I think he's got 35 home run potential. DVR?
He does.
35 might be a little bit much, but I do think the defense matters in this case because it does keep him from losing a share of that job and does hit the ball hard. So, yeah, there's definitely a nice raw power ceiling there, even though it might come with like a 230, 240 batting average.
But just with all of the injuries that are going on right now, and they are obscene and ridiculous, Hunter Renfroe, like, if you need at-bats, he'll give you some at-bats right now.
I think he's, DVR, he was an OOTP Padre, wasn't he? Did you trade him? Did you trade Hunter Renfroe?
I don't think I had Renfroe.
No, he was on the Rays.
Right, okay.
No, he was on the Rays.
What's the Billy Hamilton update?
Billy Hamilton, so look. Last week, I mea culpa. I said there's really no chance for Billy Hamilton. There's a chance for Billy Hamilton.
This is going to be great every other week. This is going to be amazing.
No, look. Yes. I mean, I picked him up. I haven't dropped him. I've been stashing him on my bench, just like I said I was going to do. And now, I mean, who just went down for the White Sox? So, Louis Robert went out. He's hurt. And Eloy's hurt. And now Abreu's hurt, which moves Vaughn from left field to first base. And you still have your mean Mercedes who's hitting home runs. And then now Billy Hamilton's going to be starting in center field. He's going to get you four starts a week. And that could be 4 to 6 steals in a week. Like, I just think, like in Tout Wars, I picked him up this week. I'm playing him. It only cost me $5 out of 1,000. But I need steals. So, hey, Billy Hamilton, you're in the lineup. He's in, like, two of my lineups this week. And I'm very excited about it. And he went 2 for 4 last night with an RBI and a triple. So
I think he's a fantastic. I'm like a fan of Billy Hamilton and your theories about him.
Good.
And it just seems like a Tony La Russa guy. You know what I mean? He's like a throwback base stealer.
Yes. And also he's great in the field. And that's important because especially when Vaughn's in left, Hamilton's covering a lot of ground. Anyway, if you need steals, go get Billy Hamilton.
Interesting you put Estevan Florial in here.
Because of Hicks's injury to the wrist, it's not good. And it's like a tendon that's broken. Or I don't know. It's not good. I think there's an opening for Florial. I also think there's an opening for Miguel Andujar. I think that there's more likelihood for Andujar to get at-bats over the course of the next month than any time in the last year and a half. 2 years, maybe.
You'd love if Andujar came back.
I would enjoy that. And I think that, I think, and especially with Stanton out. So Stanton's out, Hicks is out. So that means they're gonna put Judge at designated hitter quite a bit. They'll give Sanchez, who is hitting home runs now. Higashioka has slowed down, but I think Andujar has a shot because Frazier really hasn't done it, though he did hit a home run the other night. I just think there's a lot of opportunity for the Yankees where their depth is being tested, and they've got guys. So I could see Florial being called up. So if you're in a dynasty league and he's available on your wire, go get him. I tried to get him this weekend. I bid 17. Rabbi Ari Sunshine bid 47 or 42. It made me very sad.
What do you think DVR's been doing the last 10 minutes?
DVR, what do you think?
I'm just really stuck on the Rabbi pickup there. I'm
Is that news? He's a buddy of mine that I've been playing with.
Ari Sunshine?
His literal name, yes. Not only is his name Ari Sunshine, and is he a rabbi, Rabbi Sunshine, I've known him for many years. I created a TV show, I guess, soon after I met him, and I made the lead character's name Ari Sunshine because I thought it was just the coolest name. So, yes, and he's a rabbi, and he plays fantasy baseball, and he's really quite good. Really quite good. Good player. So, yeah, those are some of the guys. Phil Gosselin is another guy that I picked up in AL Labor this week for $3. And
that's
I think
it?
He's going to get a lot.
How'd you get him so cheap?
It's out of 100, so it's more like, think 30 for, you know.
It's still cheap. 1,000. I thought people were all over Gosselin.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was happy to get him. I tried to get Hamilton, but I think it was Brett Sayre who took Bill. Yeah, I think it was Brett. He bid 4. And right before I said to my, I was going to say, you know what? I'm just going to bid 7 on Hamilton to just have him, but I don't really need the steals. And I was like, you know what? I really need a corner because Pujols hadn't signed yet with the Dodgers. But now Pujols signed with the Dodgers. So I put Pujols back into the corner infield because it's AL Labor, even though you can use him, which is awesome. And then put Culberson in for Chris Davis, who's a reserve pick, so I could move him down to the bench. And I'm going to say this. It's a little braggy, but I'm in first place in AL Labor. And I'm pretty excited about it. It will not last. I am sure of that. But I had a really good last 2 weeks. But I'm just at probably the highest that I'm going to be. And it's going to drop like a stone. But that's a really good group. Those are really good players.
I feel like we got faux humility Ian showing up again.
No, that's real
humility. It'll never. There's so many great players.
That room is so good. There's not a weak spot in that group. Everyone's great. Everyone's great. DVR, do you play NL Labor, right?
Yep.
How are you doing over there?
I've been bouncing around between 4th and 6th, and I'm in 5th as of today.
Those guys are really good players. Everybody's good. So, you know, and it's still so early. I'll be down to next week. I'll be like, I'm in 8th place in AL Labor. 8th place, 9th place. But it's been a good couple of weeks. Pitching, Robbie Ray has done really well. John Means has been fantastic. So, and Tim Anderson is hitting, and running. So it's been a good little run here.
Are Ray and Means the anchors of your rotation? Because then I could be like, yeah, I could kind of see your fortunes changing a little bit.
Really? I don't know. I'm buying.
Robbie Ray always messes.
Yeah, but Robbie Ray has never pitched 40 innings and only walked one guy. Right? I mean, it's what I was talking about him in, remember, in preseason. I was saying, remember I said he threw 32 pitches and 29 of them were strikes? And I was like, so I'm buying him everywhere? That's why, and he's held it. And Tyler Chatwood is on this team, who we're gonna bring up. It's
go ahead,
on this team, John Means, Robbie Ray, Frankie Montas, Mike Minor, and Jameson Taillon, with Justin Dunn as a little, you know, with Liam Hendricks and Diego Castillo and Tyler Chatwood filling out the top nine.
Well, how'd you land on? I mean, might as well follow it up with how'd you land on Tyler Chatwood? Do you think he was going to be a starter, or is this like a recent pickup?
No. He was a reserve pick. And Ariel Cohen had been talking really well about Tyler Chatwood, saying, you know, it's got really good stuff.
Walked into that reserve.
Yeah. That's just what happened. And so I grabbed him in the fourth round of the reserves, and then kind of was like, why do I have Tyler Chatwood? And then I was like, oh gosh, I'm really glad I have Tyler Chatwood. And then Greg Jewett, you have here, Greg Jewett loves Tyler Chatwood. So what did Greg say?
He's just pointed out how the Blue Jays bullpen has been kind of disarray and unpredictable, and Chatwood's numbers are incredible. And if you look across the board, with a couple injuries and it just seems like a spot where Tyler Chatwood can reach up and grab it. Oh, by the way, if you go check out Jewett's column, you can get The Athletic for $1 a month.
We're running
another special.
Come on, that's great. $1 a month.
Yeah, so you either get it for $1 a month or you can get it for free if you want to put a bet at BetMGM. So,
yep.
Yeah,
there you go.
So easy now. And this is free. And this podcast is free. What more could you want?
And that Toronto bullpen has been awesome, especially considering all that they've lost. But Jordan Romano has not missed a beat, and he is closing out games. So if you have Merriweather and you have Dolis, as I do, in Tout Wars, I'm not sure it's going to come of value. DVR, who do you think ends up the closer on the Blue Jays with the most saves at the end of the season? Good question.
It definitely looks like a legit committee situation, but I would probably lean on Romano to lead the current group in saves when it's all said and done. Even if it's not by a landslide, I think he probably comes away with the most.
Okay, then I have another question. Who ends up on the San Francisco Giants with the most saves by the end of the season?
I still like Reyes Maranta. Long season.
The long season. I guess how many do we expect Jake McGee to get before he's pitching for somebody else or before he gets hurt or loses?
I think he's
job?
Already lost the job. I think Tyler Rogers has the job now. I think he just went to the top of the committee. He's got three saves in the last week. The guy, the under the radar guy for me was Camilo Dotel. That's how you is that the proper pronunciation, DVR?
I think the first name, yes. The last name is Doval.
Doval. Oh, see, so really, it was not right at all.
Camilo Doval.
Okay, Doval. Sorry about that. I saw him pitch in spring training, and I just couldn't believe his stuff. I was like, wow, look at this dude. That's a guy who I would also consider grabbing in Dynasty Leagues. Jake McGee has struggled terribly. You know, he had those first ridiculous 4 weeks, and then I traded for him, and now he sucks. So I think that, interestingly, I think Tyler Rogers gets the job in San Francisco, and Taylor Rogers loses the job in Minnesota to Hansel Robles.
Interesting. I don't like Robles. I feel like Robles has been around so long, man.
He has, but you know what? He came in on Saturday, and I watched him come in the ninth, and literally he threw one pitch, and I went and picked him up in Devil's Rejects because I went, he's going to be the closer. Because it's not going to be Colomé. Colomé has Hector Neris'd himself out of that job. But Taylor Rogers, so Robles comes in and just looks like the man. He just looks comfortable up there. And that's a big part about closers. You know, I look in the eyes of the guys. I'm like, oh, that guy. And then Taylor Rogers comes in on Sunday and just like things just keep going bad for the guy. Just never works out. So, and you know, at the end of the day, if you look at what's happening in Detroit with Michael Fulmer and with Gregory Soto, it looks like Fulmer might have that job. I think, you know, people really like, managers really prefer. Why is this, Nando? Why do managers not like lefty closers typically?
I assume because most of the batters are righties.
Is that what you think? DVR, what do you think it is? Because it's like...
I think it's because they want to use those lefties earlier for matchup purposes, even with the three-batter minimum.
Well, that's what I think that's what's going to happen in San Francisco. I think that's what's going to happen in Minnesota. And I think that's what's happening in Detroit. And Michael Fulmer struggles his second time through the lineup, but is really good the first time through the lineup. So this way, he only has to pitch the first time through the lineup.
Yeah.
Kind of like an Ian Kennedy. Kind of like a young Ian Kennedy. Michael Fulmer. You know, he has the prospect pedigree, and then he finally finds his home.
I like it.
Thanks. I like it, too.
Me, too.
You can hear the train go by.
Hey, DVR, since you haven't spoken, why don't you pick one of these numbers between 1 and 28, and we'll talk about it.
9.
Are we into Connor Joe at all?
I didn't even have that tab open at the time.
Oh, great. Good to know you're really into the show today. On. Thanks.
I didn't memorize the list. I had other stuff on the screen.
DVR, what do you think
DVR
of Connor
DVR looking up Playboy stock price.
I guarantee
Playboy NFTs.
I'd be willing to bet.
PlayboySeats.com.
I'd be willing to bet my Shohei Ohtani rookie card that is not what he was doing. That I could be sure. He might have been looking up the minor league like affiliates and so he could test this again and we could lose terribly.
I'll guaranteed Ian spent the entire week studying minor league affiliates as hard as he could.
That's why I brought it up.
1,000%.
I have been studying because I can't have a cheat sheet. So I have been studying, and I think I'm ready. Okay.
This is like Ariel Cohen all over. Like, he will not stop until it's perfect.
Connor Joe, I'll say, I think Connor Joe looks really good, looks really fun. CJ Cron's coming back later today. No, nothing's going to happen there. That's what I see. DVR, what do you think?
I think there are less interesting players who find playing time in Colorado than Connor Joe. So I am cautiously optimistic that they might actually continue to find time for him. Good plate skills in the minors. I think he's interesting because the Dodgers had him in their system in 2018 and 2019. So they saw something in him. And there's a little bit of power to go with those plate skills too. So
I'm going to go pick up Connor Joe.
I'm intrigued in really, really deep leagues.
You know, we haven't said a thing about Jonathan Daza this year. But we talked about him in shows like a year ago. Remember we talked about him like last year, maybe the year before?
He's playing. I mean, Blackman's been out, but I think Blackman's coming back. So, I mean, one thing that's been exciting.
How you get this place a guy hitting
300? Well, Hampson's going to play. Hampson is going to play. They're playing him, and he's hitting.
But they're playing Daza, and he's hitting.
Yeah. So, who's sitting?
Daza's hitting 337.
That matters.
Yeah, no, it does matter. Like, who's going to sit? They're going to fake some kind of injury, I bet, to make some room for him.
Is that what happened with Michael Chavis? Like, seriously, is that what happened with Michael Chavis? Because, like, he was hitting, he was leading off, he was doing some good stuff. So, all right, Tapia's going to be in left, Blackman's going to be in center, Blackman's going to be in right, not in center. Hampson's going to be in center. Right now they have Connor Joe as the starter, number two, and they've got Daza as the, you know, fourth outfielder. That's what it looks like right here.
I don't know, man. You put Daza in center, Hampson at first. Hampson's an infielder by nature.
Not first. He's 5'6".
Whatever.
So you put Hampson at second, and then but Fuentes is also hitting.
Ryan McMahon can play first. Fuentes can play
yes,
third.
Ryan McMahon can play first. That is for
there
sure.
There you go. We figured it out.
But then Connor Joe loses his job, and CJ Cron is coming back. And anyway, that team sucks. That team's pitching staff is about as good as your score sheet team.
Well... see if I ever ask you to come join that managerial staff with me,
and that's why, and that's why you're gonna get a little like what you didn't, you know what I mean? You know, that's what kind of I did. No, I'm kidding. That's okay. I got enough on my plate. But yeah, that team, Rockies, not so good.
Yeah, not really. Rougned Odor is back. Well, look, let me put it this way: Ian's got a hard out. He's got some fancy other stuff to do. So I figured like we can hit the minor league game again, and I really do kind of want to see how psycho you've gotten.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But before we do that, can we end on that? Because I do want to mention a guy that Robert Mrshak has been talking about for a little bit is Jose Siri. Because I do think that center field job in Houston is going to open up. Don't you?
I don't know if he's going to get that opportunity, though.
Well, Straw is just not hitting, right? So, I mean, I guess it could be Chaz McCormick, but Siri is hitting. And, you know, if we think back to, I think it was like 2017 or 2018, Jose Siri, when he was with Cincinnati, like, remember he had like a 50-game hitting streak or something? Wasn't that him? I'm pretty sure that was him. So, like, that kind of put him on the map for me, and he's like one step away.
He's probably the kind of guy that has to get hot in about 2 weeks with the job before they try something else if they give him a chance.
Yeah, I just think there's a shot there. So it's worth a speculative pickup in AL only. Well, depending on what the style of the league is. But it's definitely, I just think he could.
What would the style not be?
You can't pick him up now like in AL labor where you'd have to put him right on your team and like put him.
Oh,
right
see, on. Like if you have a bench like a normal.
If
league.
You have a bench, that's the kind of guy that I would give a speculative pickup to. Yeah,
it's crazy how Houston forever kept all these guys down, and now some of them are actually getting shots. You know, like where were they during the AJ White and Jonathan Singleton era? They were just jamming those guys and keeping them down.
Yeah, they weren't very good though.
Tyler White. Hold on, I'm confusing my guys now.
No,
wait, am I?
No, I thought you were right.
Yeah, so did but I, but I don't think I am anymore. Then who's Tyler? Who's the guy who went to the Dodgers last year? Wasn't it Tyler White?
Yeah, I'm pretty
AJ
I'm pretty
Raw, sure. AJ, oh man.
AJ Reed?
AJ Reed, thank you.
AJ Reed, he went to Philly. I think he went to Philadelphia. I think he's retired now. Gosh.
Yeah, where's Tyler White? Hold on. You guys talk Tyler about
Tyler White.
Him,
so go ahead. I think Tyler White is retired too.
KBO maybe?
Toronto
yeah,
Blue
that sounds
Jays.
Right.
Toronto Blue Jays.
Tyler White's in the Blue Jays system?
I guess so.
I guess that would make some sense because Rowdy Tellez sure isn't doing anything. Another guy, while Nando looks that up, Ross Stripling had 9 strikeouts.
Speaking of the Blue Jays.
I think 5 innings, but he had 9 strikeouts in it, 5 1/3, I think it was, in his first start back. And are you guys as much of a sucker for Ross Stripling as I am? Like, I think it was, again, 2018. Ross Stripling was like one of the better pitchers in baseball, and he's just been dealing with injuries ever since. But I just can't quit Ross Stripling.
He was in the KBO last year, by the way, Tyler White. Good okay, call, DVR. Go.
Ross Stripling, gentlemen?
No, not enough strikeouts for me.
9 strikeouts in 5 1/3. DVR?
I don't buy it.
Okay.
He's got a career 8.7 Ks per 9. Like, that's It's a lot of strikeouts.
I want 10. Yeah, but how much of that was the reliever and how much is the starter?
Mostly as a starter. I mean, when he moved from...
Was he mostly a starter? I think of him mostly as
about 50-50. Yeah. A little bit more starter. I think it was more like 65-35. I mean, he really did pitch for the Dodgers. And then when the Dodgers just got so deep with their rotation, there just wasn't a spot for him. And then when he moved to the Blue Jays, it was like bad division, but hey, here's his chance. And then he just did bad. But now he's back and he might do good. I mean, look, he's not... Look. Oh, the heartbreak of Joe Ross. I mean, it happened again, guys.
I don't know why everybody hangs their hats on these Ross brothers all the time, and all they do is break your hearts.
You know why? Because he was the 26th pick in 2012 out of high school of the San Diego Padres. He has the pedigree. He has great stuff. And when his fastball is throwing 96, he's great. When it's 94, he gives up 8 runs in 4 innings. And you know what's really bad? I'll tell you what's really bad. And it didn't hurt me so bad this time because it was like, he already broke my heart. So it's just, you just take another shot at it. He gives up the 10 runs. I think everybody remembers. Then he comes back and he pitches like 2 great games, including like a great start against the Yankees. So he's going to Arizona this week. I'm like, hey, come on, Joe Ross, yo. Let's give it a throw in Tout Wars. Yeah. How'd that go for you, Con? Schmuck.
I don't think you're a schmuck.
Oh, I'm a Joe Ross schmuck. That's it for Joe Ross. That's it for Joe Ross. Do you guys have a player? I'm sure people listening, you have that guy who like you really believed in and they just kept breaking your heart. And now like you won't even discuss it. Like, no, never, you know. Joe Ross is now that guy for me. Like, I'll never pick him up again. I'll never trust him again. Never. Like, burn me once, shame on you.
I think you're messing it up already.
Burn me twice and won't get burned again. That's me.
won't get burned again.
Fool me once. Shame on me.
Fool me once. Shame on me. No, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Yes, but George Bush, in one of his funnier moments of the presidency, he got it all turned around. So he goes, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Won't get fooled again. So if you don't remember that, go take a look. It's this very funny, very charming moment for President Bush. The junior. So yes, Joe Ross. Nando, who is the guy that you feel is the player that burned you once, twice, and you will never be burned again by him?
I have like a billion of them. So
I'd need one.
Well, no, what, you know, I don't do that anymore. I've learned my lesson. Because if I would have stuck to my guns and like, so Adolis Garcia was DFA'd and, you know, was kind of blocked by like Ronald Guzman, who I was starting to believe in towards the end of spring training. And rightfully so, because he got the job and he was playing a bunch before he got hurt. And got hurt playing the outfield, which was his path to playing time. And I'm like, oh, you know, Garcia, probably not going to happen. Like, they obviously don't like him as an organization. Coach probably had some input in there. Sucks, but I still think he's good. And then I didn't take him in any of my 50-round leagues. Yermín Mercedes, I at least got in one of them. But you know what I mean? I'm through with that. Louis Brinson maybe is the closest to that right now. But I don't know, man. You got to believe. The difference is Brinson's had a bunch of shots, and I think he just needs a trade. Like, the other guys never got their shot.
You still hold out hope. I mean, 18 runs and 2 starts will do it for me for Joe Ross. Like, that's it for me. That's it. That's the end of my Joe Ross.
Well, look at your every other week Billy Hamilton love and hate.
No, it wasn't hate. It was never hate. And I just said I don't think he's going to get the playing. It doesn't look like he's going to get the playing time. So the 10% chance is not going to come through is what I said last week. Doesn't look like he's going to get the playing time. Well, now, if you were paying attention, the end of last weekend, he's getting the playing time. And it's definitely worth that 10 to 15% because he's bigger and stronger. I'm telling you, he's bigger and stronger. And if he plays every day, he can win you your league. And he costs you, you know, a dollar as opposed to a second round pick for Mondesi. I'm just saying. DVR, who's the guy? Who is your Joe Ross? Who you love? I still love Joe Ross. I still think Joe Ross is really good. I just can't ever start him again. Ever. 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 Ever again. Never. Don't do it, Ian. Don't do it. Don't do it. DVR, who is yours?
I think Victor Robles is trending in that direction for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Although he's running this week, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't benched him in most of my leagues yet because they're 15-team leagues. So 5 outfielders need steals. But I keep looking at those lines every couple days and thinking, I sure do look wrong about Victor Robles.
Can't be more wrong than I am about Joe Ross. But, Joe Ross. Jose Marmolejos is a guy that you can look to pick up because Evan White stinks. And Jose Marmolejos probably stinks, but we don't know that Jose Marmolejos definitely stinks. So I had Jose Marmolejos in one of my leagues and received a flurry of trade offers trying to get him. You know, like, you don't want Jose Marmolejos? I'm like, yeah, I kind of do. I kind of like Jose Marmolejos. What do you think of Jose Marmolejos, DBR?
Interesting because he can barrel the ball, but I don't really see a lot of mixed league appeal with him. I think they could move some players around and squeeze his playing time at any moment. So I've been hesitant to rely on him to this point.
Nando, Jose Marmolejos?
Don't know enough about him. Don't really like him.
Okay.
I don't want to scramble. You hear me type into the background. Jose Marmolejos.
he's first base in Seattle. Get some outfield time.
I know. I'm joking.
Interesting on Kelnick. Did you guys watch Kelnick's debut?
He should be playing so angry with those comments. Everyone forgot about the comments the dude made about him when he got fired, about keeping him down and Kelnick so angry.
Oh, he's pretty angry. I mean, if you looked at the home run that he hit in the minor leagues, in this first game in the minor leagues, he hits the home run, and he's just literally screaming his way around the bases. Let's go! I'm going to the major leagues! You suck! But you know what? Major leagues is tough. So we'll see how he does. I don't know. I mean, I got him in a lot of places. I'm excited. I can't wait till he starts stealing bases. But that Mariners offense is pretty bad.
Well, Tyler White's hurt.
Evan White. But Evan White stinks.
Well, no, I meant Ty France.
Ty France is really hurt.
We're doing bad with Tylers today, man. No more. Yeah. Taylor Rogers.
Tyler France. No, Ty France has really struggled anyway. But now, I mean, at least it makes some sense because his last like 30 at-bats, he just was doing nothing. Just nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that he was really suffering from that hit by pitch that he took. So they're going to give him time to hopefully get better. And then he comes back because I'll never forget in GDD during the auction, I took Ty France and I went up to $7 and DVR texts me right afterwards in the middle of the auction. And he goes, "Did you do that for Nando? Is that Fernando?" And I was like, "No. I did it for me. I believe, you know." Again, Nando calls the Adolis and the Yermin Mercedes. I mean, by the way, I'll ask another question. Since you know why I'm doing this is because both of you guys are leaving, and so it's gonna be left to me.
So we got like at least three more weeks until.
I know. Well, I'm feeling it. Did you have any issue with Yermin Mercedes? Because I have a thought about this. Swinging on the 3-0 pitch that Willens Astudillo threw in the eighth inning last night, up 16-3.
No, this guy's been waiting forever to play in the major leagues. He's getting meatballs thrown at him. Might as well try and hit a home run.
On a 3-0 pitch, you're good with that?
I don't care about these old rules, man.
All right. DVR, what did you think of that?
No problem with it at all. The people that have a problem with that are so weirdly soft. This is professional baseball. Swing the bat when you want to swing the bat. You're supposed to take 3-0. Isn't it worse to walk in that situation than just swing the bat?
Here's what I say. If you don't like that Yermin Mercedes hits a home run off of your backup catcher in the eighth inning, don't give up 16 runs, punks.
Yeah. I mean,
like you gave up 15 runs before that.
Which that's the solution, right?
There's your solution.
Don't let your third string catcher pitch and maybe guys won't hit tank shots.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's my thinking on it. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
All right. You want to talk about Yanoa?
Yes, sure.
We only have like 4 minutes, so I mean, if you want to do your quiz, we can do the quiz, but it seems like you're on one of those Ian morality rolls at the moment.
Let's do Yanoa, and then if we have time for the quiz, we'll quiz it out. I apologize to everybody for hijacking the show even more than I typically do. Yanoa. So DVR, what did you think of the Yanoa?
I was watching him pitch that day, and I know the results weren't good, but the fastball is so nasty. It gets so much movement with so much velocity. just thought, wow, I can't believe we all really kind of missed on this guy coming into the season. Wasn't really on the radar for anybody. And then I find out he leaves and breaks his hand punching the wall afterwards. Smart. It's just disappointing because he's needed in that Atlanta rotation. And now he just opened the door for someone else to take that spot. Maybe Tucker Davidson ends up being a suitable replacement. But what a disappointing turn for a guy that was really going to be a great story in 2021.
Nando.
Pass.
I think he's a punk.
I yield my time to the gentleman from
from New York.
The gentleman,
I think he's
from,
a punk for doing that.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a prejudice against players who punch things with their baseball hand, right? Like, you shouldn't punch a bench with your left hand either, but certainly don't do it with your right hand.
Which hand do you bang the desk on when you say Glenn Colton's name?
Glenn Colton, right hand.
And you're a lefty?
I'm a righty, but right. I'm not a professional pitcher. The other thing that I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but I'll say it again. If you're a pitcher and you get a tattoo on your pitching arm, I don't get that. I just don't think it's very smart. And I think that's somebody, and there's somebody good who has a tattoo on their pitching arm. But then there are guys who have like
every
tattoos.
Pitcher has a tattoo. They all have sleeves.
I'll bet you on that one.
Right.
I'll bet you on that one. Not every pitcher has, but no, I'm not sympathetic. I mean, I guess I am sympathetic. That's not true. I am somewhat sympathetic to the fact that the guy is going to have to go through this, but I think it says something about his impulse control. How about that? Says something about his impulse control.
I think it's the kind of thing that almost anyone, especially earlier in their career, can fall into that little trap. I'm not defending it as much as I'm saying it's probably more common than we realize. And a lot of guys punch the wall but don't happen to break a bone, and they end up making their start in a few days and they're just a little sore, right? I mean, I you need to have your emotions in check.
Guys get obviously. Hurt getting fastballs to the face like Kevin Pillar.
Yeah, well, and like Jesus Luzardo hurt himself playing video games. He got mad playing video games and punched the coffee table or something, right? Like, it's a thing that people do that they shouldn't do. It's fairly common.
No, it's not. It's really, really, really not great. So in the remaining time, I do have a very funny Ariel Cohen thing that he said to me on the phone this weekend. Do you want to hear it, or do we do the minor leagues?
Well, you're the host now. You go ahead and figure it out.
DVR, what should we do?
What do you want to do?
You know he wants to do the quiz. And yeah. What if you do the quiz answers as Ariel Cohen so we can just kill two birds with one stone?
No. If I'm gonna do the Ariel Cohen, I'll do the Ariel Cohen really fast. So he was talking about like pitchers who are really good, except when you get them on your team. Well, there are pitchers I call good waiver wire pitchers, guys like Danny Duffy. So you pick him up because he's doing really well, but then once he gets on your team, he's really not that good. So I call them waiver wire all-stars, Ian. So keep away from the waiver wire all-stars. Danny Duffy is the greatest example of all of them.
That's it, with all that hype? That's what you wanted to pass up a quiz for?
No, I didn't. That's why I did it fast enough so we could do the quiz. I can't wait to show you what I've learned.
All right. Here's how it works. Just anybody who's new, I name a minor league team, and Ian and Nando each have to give me the level and the major league affiliation for that minor league team.
I'm so nervous.
Since we're short on time, let's go right away. Let's start with the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Nando, you can go first.
No, I don't want to. Just go, Ian. Let's say, okay, if you have 10 of them, I'm going to give Ian the over-under at 8.5.
Okay, my hands are starting to sweat.
You're passing to Ian first?
No, I'd like to change this game just to Ian because...
No. Then let's just do three. We'll just do three, but
oh,
don't
come
give
on.
The answers.
Right, Wilmington Blue Rocks sounds like...
Yeah, but don't give the answers till the end. Don't give the answers till the end.
I'm going to say the Blue Rocks are double A for the Florida Marlins. Miami Marlins.
Ian?
They are the High A Blue Jays.
You get the level right, but they are the High A affiliate of the Washington Nationals.
I was really close. I was really close. I get a point for that. Oh, I definitely get a point for that. No. That one wasn't in the. That
oh,
one was
no.
not in the literature. It was not in the literature. I remembered High A. Okay, what's next?
1-0, Ian. Let's go with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Ian, you go first. Give me the level and the affiliation.
They are the Low A Atlanta Braves.
Boom.
Nando.
Man, I feel like Pensacola leveled up to like double A. So I'm going to say double A Marlins.
Boom. 2 points for Nando.
No.
He got it perfectly.
He cheated.
No.
He cheated.
And they did a realignment this year to match geographically. The team's better. This is
I think that's not 2 points. If he gets both the level and the team, you got to get a bonus for that. I mean, if you're going to get a point, you know what I mean? He's got to get 3 points for that. To get both the level,
I'm
going to
give him
team.
2, but if you guys tie 2-2 because you get one on the last one,
but
he's going to win on the tiebreaker.
Look, obviously, those two were not in my studying.
What did you study then? These are two different levels we're talking about now.
Yeah, wait till you hear.
The Syracuse Mets.
That can't be right. No, you're not the host. Good DVR, go ahead. Ask Nando first.
All right, last one is the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
All right, so Jock Jones used to manage this team. They were low. Fort Wayne's in the Midwest. Let's say Cleveland. High A.
We got Cleveland and High A, and we have...
No, you know what? That changed my mind. Cincinnati. Cincinnati High A.
Cincinnati High A. Okay, and what do you think, Ian?
It is the... This one I got. It is the AA Minnesota Twins. Boom!
No. It is the High A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Yeah, so Nando gets a third point.
It wasn't wasn't in the studying. It's just those guys weren't in the studying.
What have you studied?
I didn't study anything. What are you talking about?
What did you do?
I was just having a laugh.
A huge win for Nando. 3-1. 3-1. Big win.
It's a beatdown. Sorry, Ian. It's your birthday. So here's your beatdown. That's all right.
I didn't even want to play.
It's a good win. No, you won. It's good. It's good. You get a free Clyde Drexler rookie card.
Okay.
You get the sniff.
Yeah, thank you.
You get the sniff. It means it's a lie, remember? For early listeners.
I don't get the call back.
All right, let's get out.
Oh, we gotta get out of here. For the man who has never been described as a nicer Yasiel Puig, Derek Van Riba.
That is true.
For the man who would do publicity for Secrets in the Walls, but not for the magnificent Meyersons, Ian Kahn.
That is actually very true.
I'm Nando Fino. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you later. Bye.
Good talk. Bye.